you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world, as always. College football, just another crazy weekend in college football. Baseball, it's over, man. The Royals are the World Series champs. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What a Saturday of college football. Undefeated goes down left and right. The rankings are all askew. We have our first, Ohio State gets taken down a peg, not by any team on the football field, but by the committee. So just a heck of a weekend. Lots of great NFL action on the slate. You know, the NBA and NHL in full tilt. It's just a great time to be a sports fan here in the month of November.
Yeah, no, and you know, you made a lot of good points there. Think about all the undefeated teams that were in college football. After the weekend, we have a much different story now. And teams like TCU that kind of had things right in front of them sort of just dropped the ball.
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, we're going to see a completely different lineup on Tuesday when the committee gets together once again.
Yeah, so a lot of things happening in the sports world, as you can tell. College football is crazy, and that's why I said when those rankings came up the other day, people need to relax. They mean absolutely nothing at this point. Anyways, just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. A lot happening in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thinking about painting an older home? Don't start scraping it down just yet. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about testing your paint for lead right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. If your home was built prior to 1978, chances are pretty good that lead paint was used. Because lead paint is a recognized health hazard, you want to approach any contact with caution, and that starts by finding out whether or not you actually do have lead paint. Home test kits make this a simple process, and you can find out the test results in less than 30 seconds. A typical home test kit comes with two ready-to-use disposable swabs that can detect lead down to 600 parts per million. If you test positive for lead, then you'll be prepared to tackle your painting or remodeling project using lead-safe practices that include protection, preparation and containment, and proper cleanup. Just remember, the biggest hazard of lead paint is not knowing it's there. So take the time and take the test. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich, with me. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorfon Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. You know, Jeff, we were kind of talking about what was going on in college football this weekend, and like we were saying, a lot of these undefeated teams were unable to come up with the goods. However, in a couple of cases, like TCU playing Oklahoma State, obviously both those teams are undefeated, and one of those teams is going to wind up walking away with a victory, and one's going to wind up with a loss. Were you surprised with the way that Oklahoma State was able to handle TCU in that high-powered offense?
I think everybody has to be surprised with that result. You know, we've talked about college football a lot, and, you know, I know that we'll bring Seth Marenbloom on later in the hour here. But Oklahoma State, you know, maybe Iowa belongs in this mix too, but Oklahoma State seems like they were one of more of the bigger frauds of the undefeateds, and they just hadn't been exposed yet. They faced their first real test in the TCU Horned Frogs. You know, you got Trevon Boykin, who's the Heisman favorite. You got Josh Doctson, who's, you know, arguably one of the best receivers in the country. No disrespect to Coleman at Baylor there, but you know, they just couldn't get it together. And TCU's on defense, you know, they hadn't struggled really since Texas Tech. They struggled early in the year with Minnesota, you know, a game that they actually did win a little more convincingly than the final score would indicate. But, you know, they came out and they just got down early. They went down 21-9 and they just couldn't bounce back. You know, four turnovers isn't going to get it done. You know, bad day for the top two in the Heisman race going in to play this weekend. You know, Leonard Fournette just stonewalled by Alabama. And while Boykin put up good numbers against Oklahoma State, you can't ignore the turnover ratio. And when you turn the ball over four times, you cannot expect to win, even if you're a well-built team like Gary Patterson's TCU team is.
You know, and you mentioned Alabama, too. You know, a lot of people were upset that Alabama put back in the top four for the rankings. LSU, number two in the rankings. And I'll tell you what, Alabama obviously really came out to play. First half was good. I mean, a solid first half, but second half completely shutting down LSU and showing us why Alabama repeatedly winds up being in the top four year after year. Yes or no to you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I didn't agree with it. I think that there were just too many undefeated teams that have done everything that they needed to do. And going into Saturday's game against LSU, what was Alabama's best win? Really, in reality, it was probably Wisconsin at a neutral site, you know, 8-9 weeks ago already, Labor Day weekend. You know, I believe that game was, you know, at the Jerry Dome. And they just ran all over Wisconsin. But, you know, what's Wisconsin done in Big Ten play? I mean, there's five teams you name off in the Big Ten that are relevant before you get to the 2015 Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knew that it was going to be a rebuilding year for Wisconsin this year at Madison. But, you know, with that being said, I mean, push comes to shove. Alabama had a bad game against Ole Miss. You know, they were exposed in a lot of ways early in the season. But Saban and company have gotten things together, playing much better. Quarterback play is better. All around, Alabama's a better team than they were week one of the season. And I think that's the biggest thing that people have to understand here when you're talking about the playoffs and the system the way they have it. You know what? That's why I said, I'll say it again. The rankings that came out a week ago when people were all upset about it and got their panties all in a bunch about it, there was no reason for it, man. It means nothing. There's a lot of football to be played, and everything will work itself out to a certain degree the way that they have it set up now. Things will work itself out, and we will have four of the best 5 to 7, 8 teams in the country battling it out for the playoffs. That's the bottom line, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rankings early in the season, those rankings that come out in August that say Ohio State's number one because they return most of their players and they're a national championship team, those mean nothing. I mean, really, it starts with what happened last Tuesday, and it'll continue on. And in all honesty, after the SEC championship, the Big Ten championship, the Pac-12 championship, the ACC championship are all played. And everybody's played 12, 13 games, and the best teams in the conferences have all played each other. That's when we get to the point where we could really say these are the four best teams. There's going to be arguments, but the arguments are a lot less relevant now than they will be in December.
Exactly, and that's the point. That's why I'm telling people to relax. The rankings, yeah, they mean something to those teams potentially. Hey, it's their first opportunity to be in the playoffs and this and that. We talked about this last year when the first teams got in there. But the truth is, look, the real one that matters is the one that happens later in the year. And when that takes place, we'll all know who the best or potentially the best four teams in the country are at that time. But, you know, again, with that being said, there were some interesting things that happened, and some of those undefeated teams, like TCU, really shot themselves in the foot. And you know what? They have no argument. They can't make an argument anymore. And you know what? It is what it is for them. It's over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They can bounce back. You know, there's going to be a one-loss team. You know, I think Alabama's going to be in the playoff unless they lose a game here. And even then, you know, you might take a two-loss Alabama if there's one undefeated team, you know, a bunch of one-loss teams and a two-loss Alabama that we think is a very good football team. You know, I think that Stanford's one of those one-loss teams. I think that Notre Dame's one of those one-loss teams. And those teams play each other, so that's gonna work itself out. You know, you're not going to have Ohio State playing an undefeated in the regular season because Michigan State doesn't get the job done, refuses to close in Lincoln against Nebraska. You know, the Michigan Wolverines have two losses, and, you know, Iowa, they're not doing it pretty, but they keep on winning. So, you know, Ohio State actually, I would say, in a way, survived Minnesota and their interim coach, Tracy Clays, on Saturday night in Columbus.
No, I agree. I mean, look, the Gophers played an okay football game. You know, you don't expect them to handle Ohio State. However, they went out and played a pretty solid football game all around. And I agree with you. Michigan State, man, you know, so much hype for them. Everybody always talking about, you know, how they should be better or whatnot. They always have talent. And for some reason or not, you're right. They do not close the door in Lincoln against Nebraska on Saturday. They struggle to do that. You have to give Nebraska a lot of credit, though, too. I mean, a couple of those plays they made, pretty impressive there toward the end of the game, giving them the lead, putting Michigan State in a tough spot. They had a timeout there. They didn't use it. I don't know. Sometimes when the game is going right in front of your eyes, I think coaches, players, they all don't manage it the right way or the way that they should in some cases. And I would have to say that is exactly what happened to Michigan State on Saturday against Nebraska.
Well, it's funny. I talked last week about how the universe kind of works itself out. You know, the way that Michigan lost a game to Michigan State that they probably should have won, and then they won a game against Minnesota that they probably should have lost. I think that Michigan State just fell into that basket too, you know, where they stole the Michigan game and they had the Nebraska game taken from them. And unfortunately for Mark D'Antonio's squad, you know, their matchup with Ohio State in 2 weeks, you know, they still got a shot at the Big Ten title, but then they're going to need the Buckeyes' help. So I know it's obviously got to be a disappointing weekend, a disappointing Sunday to wake up to in Sparty land. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to play 60 minutes of football. You know, they had a 38-26 lead late. You know, ESPN was saying Michigan State handling Nebraska, and it came back to bite them. You know, we almost saw the same thing happen in Columbus. Ohio State goes into the fourth quarter with a 21-0 lead. It gets to 21-7. You know, Minnesota breaks the big play to KJ May, and they get into the end zone again. It's 21-14. And finally, Cardale Jones turns it on at the end, runs that quarterback draw when they were looking to give Minnesota the ball back with a chance to tie the game. And Cardale Jones just busts it for 40 yards and, kind of puts the JT Barrett talk to rest. JT Barrett back on the field next week. And, looks like we're up against it in this segment.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about Ohio State, and I'm still thinking that the best is yet to come with them, Jeff. I'll be honest with you. I think they got a lot of fuel in that tank, and we know how good of a coach Urban Meyer is. They'll figure it out. They're going to be a powerhouse, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're the two-time defending national champion when it's all said and done. Anyways, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, a professor of sports, break down what's going on in Major League Baseball as far as the World Series and whatnot, wrap that up, and then maybe even touch on a little bit of NHL hockey. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. John Poulter on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529.
Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Well, you know that, you know, every single time we bring on some sort of a Canadian band, it has to mean that we are going to have somebody from Canada join us, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
You sound like you got a cold or something.
Yeah, this is the best I've felt in about a week. Been housebound for most of the week, was out for a little while yesterday, but it kind of got me big time.
Well, good you're here with us and able to pull through for us. But look, man, you know, we don't have World Series action to talk about anymore because the Kansas City Royals did kind of what I thought they would do after everything was said and done. And I changed my mind when they were up 2-0, and I said, I think they win this thing in five. I was correct on my second attempt at the World Series as far as who was going to be a winner. But ultimately, man, I just saw a better baseball team. I saw a team that was hungrier, that had the drive, that had the desire, that had everybody had everybody's back. And when push came to shove, they were the better all-around team, John.
Yeah, it was their year. I think it sort of looked that way, the way that they kept pulling it out, going back even to the Houston series when they were down a bunch of runs in a game that could have clinched it for Houston. Then they went through the same situation with Toronto. And in the series with the Mets, I kind of had it Kansas City in six, and I was comfortable with that, and I'm not unhappy that they won in five. I think they certainly deserve to win in terms of how they provided offense, defense, pitching, you know, base running, daring base running, if you will. And I guess at the end of the day, they were the better team. And I think one of the things that they did probably better than we might have anticipated, and certainly was one of the keys to the series, and from my standpoint, was that they exploited the Mets' weaknesses. They did some good pre-scouting when they had the advantage. They took advantage of it, and they cashed in. When they cashed in with multiple runs. So the old story, you make the other team pay for their mistakes, and nine times out of ten, you're going to be on the winning side.
You know who's not making any mistakes, John, is Dayton Moore. It seems like he just makes all the right moves. The James Shields trade seemed to have worked out. Whether you know, they ran into Madison Bumgarner in the 2014 World Series. In 2015, they pick up Johnny Cueto. He probably won't be back. The Royals probably will be back because they're not just an ace that makes their team. But I look at the New York Mets, and I look at, you know, the way they were before they acquired Yenis Cespedes, and the way that they were afterwards, and he was most definitely the spark that they needed, a la Sutcliffe in 84. If they're not able to retain him, you know, they're going to lose Daniel Murphy. Wilmer Flores is probably going to move over to move from shortstop to second base when the 2016 season starts. But if they're not able to retain Cespedes, what do the Mets do to provide that spark on offense? Or has their window just slammed shut because they had a rental player?
Well, I don't think the window has slammed shut. Dealing with the Mets situation first, we'll get back to the Moore situation in a minute. I don't think Cespedes was ever intended to be a long-term fix, certainly with the kind of money that he was looking for. And quite frankly, his performance in the World Series, to me, just sort of compounds the fact that he was asking for way too much money. He wasn't the player in the World Series that he was in the regular season for them, either offensively or defensively. So I think that's a ship that has sailed as far as the Mets are concerned. The Mets do have a good farm system, so I think at some point in time they're going to find somebody that's going to fill that void. Plus, they hope to have David Wright for the whole season next year, and that was certainly something they did not enjoy this year. I don't think the window has closed on them simply because of that young pitching staff. We all know that that's a huge piece of a puzzle in today's game, and I don't see that changing. And I've always been a big Dayton Moore fan. I always thought that he was the right hire in the right time, in the right place with Kansas City. But, you know, ironically, a year and a half ago, I'm hearing that there were some rumors in Kansas City that some people wanted him out. I guess it's a good job now for Royals fans that that never happened.
You know, let me just say this in defense of the Mets and maybe in just in honoring the Royals in a sense. You know, look, the Mets did something that they haven't done for a long, long time. They also, if I remember correctly, when we once spoke with Seth Everett about this, who happened to be with the Mets for some time this year, he said that they struggle against teams with winning records. And at the end of the day, he might have been 100% correct, and it just kind of slipped through the cracks because the Mets may have been getting by on smoke and mirrors to a certain degree. I don't know exactly who they played the whole second half of the season, but I do know that their record against losing teams versus winning teams was dramatic in a sense. So maybe they just weren't really as good as people thought they were, and it all kind of came crashing when they played a team like the Royals who have no quit in them. So, you know, I think you have to give credit where credit's due. You know, the Mets let it go. They let it slip by to a sense. But ultimately, I really think that Kansas City, the repetitiveness, being back in that same position 2 years in a row, gives them a huge advantage. The way that they were able to play baseball on a normal schedule versus the way that the Mets had a little bit of a break there going into the World Series, maybe that had a little bit of a difference to make too. I don't know exactly, but I think credit is due where credit is due, and the Royals were the kings of baseball this year, and I think they deserved it ultimately.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I remember the conversation with Seth, and he was quite clear about the discrepancy in the schedule. And I think one of the things we all recognized at the time that conversation took place was that, you know, we all have to play 100, or every team has to play 162 games. And the Mets were fortunate, I think, this year in that Washington kind of collapsed, and the rest of the division was quite weak. But, you know, in terms of the postseason, and, you know, like, let's look at the way the Mets were playing at the end of the year as opposed to the beginning of the year. They beat the Cubs and the Dodgers, both of whom had better records than they did during the regular season. So I think that was sort of mitigated a little bit in the postseason. But at the end of the day, I think you're right. They were just ran into a better ball club. And the three teams that were ahead of them, or the four teams that were ahead of them in the National League standings over the course of the year, all kind of buckled at the time when the Mets were playing well. So, you know, I think the right team won the World Series in terms of performance and what we expected, but I think the Mets do deserve some kudos as well for getting there, because I don't think any of us would have thought in spring training that the Mets were a World Series candidate.
Exactly. Hey, we only have a few minutes left here, and I want to ask you about free agency and some off-season moves. What is the hottest thing right now in baseball as far as that goes?
Well, you got to look at pitching, I think, as you do each and every year. And there's some very good pitchers available this year. Someone's going to break the bank, whether it's David Price or Cueto or somebody else is another story. I guess David Price is probably the hot item, both in terms of where he may end up. What I'm hearing everybody talk about is that he is probably looking at Cubs, Cardinals, Dodgers, and Giants, and I think he'd fit nicely into any of those rotations. Obviously, as a Blue Jay fan, I'd love to see him back with the Blue Jays, but I just don't think the dollars and the term are going to fit from that standpoint. Lots of other good players available. I think there's a couple of them that are probably going to overprice themselves, but at the end of the day, I think we're looking at another bumper free agent market, and it might be one of those situations where we have to wait for the first domino to fall, and then the others will fall in line very quickly. What will be interesting will be to see if somebody sticks around to the end and signs in spring training, as we had with a couple of guys last year. I think that might be an indication that some guys have overpriced themselves, but you know that there'll be somebody there with a checkbook and willing to put out some big money for a guy and probably overpay for him.
Hey, John, you know it was disappointing. I'm going to shift gears here and talk about the National Hockey League for a second. It was really disappointing to see that my Thursday tickets for the Coyotes game against the Edmonton Oilers here in Glendale is not going to feature one Connor McDavid, who's out with a broken clavicle. You know more about hockey. These upper body injuries, especially to that area, is that something that he can bounce back from, or do we have a damaged goods in our game's best prospect at the moment?
Well, he can definitely bounce back from it. It's an injury I went through myself when I was a teenager. So, you know, I was 14, he's 18. So we're talking the same ballpark, but I wasn't playing at the National Hockey League level. So it can be fixed. You're missing a chance to see a great star, but I think if he gets the proper rehab, I think he'll be fine, Jeff.
Hey, John, I hear the music. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. The segment goes too quickly, man. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys, and look forward to next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, and a little teaser with some hockey there. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side. Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box is going to join us talking college football. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, Jeff Rich with me. you can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfonSports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So much talked about in the sports world, people. There really is, man. A ton of things to talk about. We're going to get into college football. We've got Seth Marenbloom, our man in charge from Campus Press Box, to talk to us. Good morning, man. How are you, Seth?
Do we have Seth on the line?
Yes, we don't have him. So.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Seth, what's up, buddy? There he is. Seth, I don't know, we are having some sort of an issue. My bad, man. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Can't complain, man. Jeff, start us off, because I know there's something that is really on your mind about college football right now.
Well, I think it's on the mind of the country. You know, college football is a lot of fun, and when you like talking to you about the game, Seth, you know, especially with this weekend's slate of games, but a rather not fun subject from your neck of the woods over in Columbia. A lot of, you know, a lot of incidents taking place on campus that the students are not happy about. You know, racially motivated incidents. They're not happy with the school's actions, but the more I read about it, the more depressed it makes me. Now it bleeds over into the athletics with the football program. An unknown number of black players threatening to not play another game at Missouri until the president until the president of the school resigns. You want to shed some light on that for us?
That's an excellent summary of what's going on, and that's my understanding of it as well. I've read a couple of articles out of Columbia about it, including the list of demands from the student activist organization called Campus 1950, I think it is.
It's Concerned Student 1950, yeah. And it relates to the fact that it was only 65 years ago that Mizzou admitted its first black student.
Okay, I've read the list of demands. I've read some, but not all of the articles that detailed the events that led the University of Missouri, you know, up until this point. My personal feelings on it is, you know, there's never a place for racism, for oppression of any kind. With that said, I'm not certain that any of the players boycotting all football related activities is going to make a dent in the issue. And, you know, I'm not even certain that kind of boycott is required to really shine a spotlight on what the organization is attempting to do, just given everything that we talk about as a country in general right now.
You know, I like where you're going with this, Seth. I actually think along the lines of you. I think, you know, what you do is you make a statement, you make a point, but I don't think you make a statement or a point by deciding to not play. I think that's the wrong statement. And I think that in a way that's what you're trying to say here. Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I've read the Twitter feed the past few hours from a former player of Gary Pinkel's at the University of Missouri, TJ Moe. Former wide receiver, he's now out of St. Louis, and you know, I can see his mindset with this. You know, he's saying that he's not trying to take away from what the goal is and what they're fighting for and fighting against, but he goes one step further in saying, you know, when these players, regardless if they're the white players or black players or a combination thereof, when they decide to boycott all football related activities, you know, they begin to affect, you know, the other players as well, who for whatever reason may not choose on their own to take part in it. So, you know, the actions begin to affect not innocent bystanders, but they begin to affect other people and force a decision on them that they didn't consciously make for themselves.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, at the end of the day, I think this is a mess. Let's be honest. This is a mess. This is when, in all honesty, in my humble opinion, this is when you have young kids who are pretty bright. Let's be honest. They're
in college.
University. Yep, they're in college. They're a university. And, you know, we teach now that everybody should be self-sufficient, and people should have their opinions and they should hold them and be strong about them. However, we're talking about a team here. And I think that it's different in this sense. You have guys that you have to be held accountable to. And mm-hmm. when you decide to drop the ball and say, I'm not going to do something because this is against my belief, well, then you have exactly what you're saying. You've rattled the locker room. You've rattled the team. Therefore, this is no longer a cohesive unit. There is a problem here, and they definitely need to figure it out and fix it as soon as possible before this thing becomes a huge problem and it has everybody deciding, oh, well, we don't want to play football anymore. But at the end of the day, I don't think that that's going to be the case. I think cooler heads are going to prevail, and people will realize you're going to school for the academics, but a lot of these guys have this goal and this dream of being mm-hmm. a professional athlete. So at the end of the day, I think cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, you know, I know that as of about a half hour or so ago, that the players did go into a players-only meeting based on some information that was being reported by the University of Missouri football beat writers. So, you know, by the time we – you know, hop off of this radio broadcast, we may indeed have more clarity on the situation. But I think there are two other ramifications to all of this. And, you know, even if, you know, not much happens with the University of Missouri football program over this year, I think there's a real risk, there's a real chance that something like this negatively affects recruiting for years to come. I think there are potential longer term ramifications for this once all of these players are no longer playing football for the University of Missouri. The second point that I'd like to make with that is, you know, for these players who would choose not to take part in this and would want to continue playing in the games and going to practice, and peer pressure begins to come
sure.
into it, because now, you know, with the fabric of our country right now, if a couple of these kids decide, no, I don't want to do this, well, you know, without even talking to them, they are going to be labeled as racist simply because of, you know, what may be a completely innocent choice that they're making. So there's a chance where there's peer pressure for all of the players to make this boycott. And if there are a few players who still choose not to, well, I mean, I would then put those players into that category of being bravery and, you know, staying true to whatever their convictions may be.
Well, absolutely. Said. Well
good
said,
stuff.
Seth.
Very good stuff, Seth. Hey, I want to move on because we only have, you know, 6 minutes or so left in the segment. I hope I didn't steal your thunder here, Jeff, by any means. But Clemson, the number one team in the country, gets a victory over Florida State, 23-13. First half was definitely a struggle. Second half, they looked a little bit more like the Clemson that we've become accustomed to seeing, with a little bit of a high-powered offense and able to shut them down on defense and be a pretty solid all-around football team. How do you feel about the top four right now?
Me, personally, I think the top four is probably still pretty solid. I mean, but I was impressed with Clemson because I don't know if they've really or had really been, you know, punched in the mouth early on in a game. I mean, you know, that Notre Dame game, you know, it got close at the end, but I don't think they've been involved in a game prior to Florida State where, you know, the opponent came out, punched him in the mouth, and, you know, when they got punched in the mouth, they didn't seem to get rattled. They kept you know, doing what they do. They didn't panic. They got themselves through it, and you know, they toughed out a win against a legitimate opponent.
Yeah. Agreed.
Most,
go ahead,
most definitely. I think, you know, I happen to, you know, spoiler alert, I happen to see your top 10 for the Campus Press Box mock playoff committee. I know that you have Alabama at the top. No question they dominated LSU. I don't know how much needs to be said about that. But Ole Miss, hosts to Arkansas, and crazy ending there. You know, you have the lateral play where Alex Collins picks it up and almost throws the ball away after miraculously picking up the first down. Brandon Allen, Bielema goes for two. Brandon Allen runs it in for the two-point conversion. Arkansas gets the big upset. So Ole Miss goes down, and not for the first time. You know, they also went down to Memphis a couple weeks ago. Memphis also loses. Now, when you look at the fact that Ole Miss beat Alabama and the fact that Memphis beat Ole Miss and both teams not victorious on Saturday, does that affect Alabama in any way, or do we put that Ole Miss loss completely behind us and ignore it when we're when we're trying to figure out our top four at the end of the year?
You know, I don't think you ignore it because it, you know, it obviously happened. So I don't think you ignore it. But you know, my reasoning for placing Alabama number one is that my belief is, for, you know, today, right now, in the present, I think Alabama is playing the best on both sides of the ball. You know, when they lost to Ole Miss, you know, a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, or whatever it was, no, they weren't playing the way that they are now. So that's why I have Alabama at the top, and I mean, I believe I have Clemson at number two, and that might be, you know, in my mind, that might be like a 1A, 1B. You know, type of situation where I can't rank them both number one, so I'm going with Alabama.
No, I agree with you. I think Alabama is phenomenal. Look, they got exploited early in the season, like you're talking about. They have worked things out. The quarterback play is so much better. Defensively better, just all around a much more complete unit we're seeing out of Alabama at this point. But with that being said, you know, I've been a guy that's been high on Ohio State. I don't understand how a team that's undefeated goes down in the polls. They're number three. I know that, look, it is what it is. They play the competition that they play week in and week out. The Big Ten is down a certain degree. We all know that. But with that being said, They were the number one team coming in. They don't have a loss. How do they get bumped out of number one?
And I think the committee is, you know, they're looking at what, you know, their opinion of the Big Ten. I think they're looking at, you know, some of the close wins that Ohio State has had. But, you know, to be fair and to criticize myself a little bit, you know, those were close wins for Ohio State. You know, unlike Alabama, who, you know, they have the loss, so I can certainly see that argument. I mean, to me, at the end of the day, you know, I don't, if I'm any of those teams in the top four, I don't care if I'm ranked fourth or if I'm ranked first, second, or third. All I care about is I'm in that top four. I'm in the playoffs.
Absolutely, that's a good point. And that's why I've said all along too.
Is that?
There's no need for people to have their panties all in a bunch about these first rankings that came out because they mean absolutely nothing. And we'll get to that final one in December when it means something. And that's when people should take away who the best four potential teams are in the country. Anyways, Seth, I know the music is here, so we're up against it. Appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joins us each and every week, breaking down college football and what it's all about. So we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for putting in his time talking Major League Baseball with us as he does each and every week. And Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box talking about college football and what's going on. You know, I can't even believe it, Jeff. You know, it's the first week that we've been on since the NBA has gotten into form, and we haven't even mentioned the NBA, and you know how big of a hoops guy I am. Look, it's underway. Steph Curry's back to doing what he does, looking pretty awesome, to be honest with you. The Atlanta Hawks out of the gate pretty quickly like they were a season ago. The Bucks struggled a little bit there, but they started to right the ship with winning four straight after they dropped the first three. So I think we're in for a pretty good NBA season and a lot of L.A. Laker losses this year, Jeff.
Yeah, they just – you know what? They had the second pick, and I think they blew it not going with the big man. That's the way to win in the NBA. It's such a rare commodity, and they got a commodity in D'Angelo Russell that just isn't adjusted to the NBA game just yet.
That's such a great point, man. How do you give up Okafor for Russell? I don't care what anybody says, talking about potential and this and that and the other. You can't teach height. You can't teach 7 feet. And you would think that the Lakers would know that when they had a guy like Jabbar, Elgin Baylor, you name it, man. They've had them. So anyways, we got to get out of here. That's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon, Fred Wallen will join us. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.